Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. A lot to talk about today, and we'll take your calls, 1-800-8-INYART, 1-800-836-9278. Great Britain is concerned because they're organizing an economic summit, Barack Obama's first visit to Europe, and they say they can't get anyone at the Treasury Department on the phone. There's no one to talk to. And also, the EU, are disagreeing with Barack Obama. They're saying we don't want to spend more money, go into debt to buy our way out of a recession. Isn't that funny? Even the socialists in Europe realize that you can't tax and borrow your way out of a recession. That is pretty funny. We have Sarah Palin this past week is nominated to the Alaska State Supreme Court, a former board member of Planned Parenthood. Now, we've told people about the dark side of Sarah Palin, and now this is just the latest, and we'll talk about why she did this. The founder of the Collaborators Project, Will Duffy, posted a very brief note online at jillstanek.com where pro-lifers are actually defending Sarah Palin for nominating and they say, oh, she had no choice, which is not true, but they say she had no choice. She nominated a Planned Parenthood board member to the state Supreme Court, and pro-lifers are defending that. Why? Because they've switched their loyalty from God to a political party, and once they pick their candidate, then that's it. It doesn't matter what the candidate does, they'll defend him. They'll defend her. Just doesn't matter. In Hong Kong, a TV commentator, financial news, stock commentator, she's experienced, tough veteran reporter, burst into tears yesterday during a live television broadcast as she saw the stock market price plunge dramatically of their largest bank. She burst into tears. Pretty startling what's happening around the world. And, you know, she feels awkward for doing that. But if you understand the economy, you realize that's people's lives, people's investments, people's future, their retirement, your children's inheritance just evaporating. So she burst into tears and she said she didn't own any of the stock herself. And we have, of course, in Alabama, the tragedy, 10 murdered, and then the murderer killed himself. And I'm reminded of Brian Rohrbaugh telling Katie Couric on the CBS Evening News that we have an epidemic of murder-suicide in America. And as we undermine the sanctity of human life, and as we defend and legitimize suicide, then people who are bad problem solvers, people who look into an available bag of tricks to see how to go out with a bang, they think, hey, I could do what I want and then kill myself and there are no consequences. I got away with it. That's what Harrison Klebold thought. Only they are wrong, and when they think they're fleeing from justice, they're actually running right into the judge of the whole earth. And boy, is he mad. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. So these cowards, these wicked people, should realize that they are not escaping punishment when they murder the innocent and kill themselves. But that's an atheistic, liberal, evolutionary worldview. The strong can kill the weak, and then when you die, it's over. It doesn't matter. Not true. Not true. Okay, so where do we start with all this? Well, let's start with Sarah Palin nominating a former Planned Parenthood board member to the Alaska Supreme Court. Now, they say, and Sarah Palin says, it's not my fault. It's not my fault. I had no choice. Now, that's simply not true. But the way it goes in Alaska is they're very heavily process oriented, like the rest of our secular humanist, legal positivist government. And so the governor, he gets to nominate, or she gets to nominate, a Supreme Court justice from a list of names given to her by some committee of lawyers. And committees don't make good governing officials, because ultimately no one is responsible, no one is accountable, and everybody could blame someone else. So Sarah Palin puts a child killer, a committed rabid child killer, on the Alaska Supreme Court, and she says, it's not my fault, it was a committee. But the committee gave her two names, one considered an extreme environmentalist, and the other a former Planned Parenthood board member. And so conservatives and pro-lifers for Sarah Palin, they're actually arguing, well, she had no choice, she had to do it, and Alaska is such a big state, they certainly couldn't have a radical environmentalist on the Supreme Court. So she picked the lesser of two evils. She put a rabid child killer on the court. After all, what do you want? Somebody who's trying to save redwoods and the spotted owl? Or do you want somebody who wants to kill kids? Sarah Palin chose the former Planned Parenthood board member to put on the Alaska Supreme Court. Okay. So JillStanek.com, Jill Stanek has been a supporter of Sarah Palin, and she reports the story, and she quotes from pro-lifers who are defending Sarah Palin. And so Will Duffy, founder of CollaboratorsProject.com and a staff member here at Bob Inert Live, Will Duffy posted this. He wrote, "The person most qualified is never a child killer. This former Planned Parenthood board member, her name is Kristen. Kristen once served on the board of Planned Parenthood," and he's quoting from pro-lifers who are defending Sarah Palin. "Kristen once served on the board of Planned Parenthood, but that was at a time when the organization did not perform abortions in Alaska." And Will Duffy writes, abortifacients are abortions. Unbelievable nonetheless, I think they would try to defend her selection of a Nazi by claiming, at a time when they were not killing Jews in Alaska. Wake up, pro-lifers. Yeah, pro-lifers cannot think in terms of babies, children are being murdered. They can't think in those terms. They think only in terms of getting Republicans elected. And so when you have child killers who are popular Republicans, every child-killing thing they do is approved of. And so your loyalty has shifted from God to a political party. And if you were here 2,000 years ago, Jesus would have condemned you being a member of the Herodians. Because the Herodians, whom Jesus rebuked, they were a political party, and they chose the lesser of two evils. They knew that Herod was not great, but hey, Herod was better than the alternative. So they were the Herodians, and Jesus condemned the publicans. And that failed, and 2,000 years later, we've got the Republicans. So this is what I wrote on Jill Stanek's blog about Sarah Palin nominating a former Planned Parenthood board member to the Alaska Supreme Court. I wrote this. The Alaska Supreme Court, wait a minute. Here's what I wrote. To Jill Stanek. Jill, this demonstrates a major downside of democracy. People share their loyalty to God with political candidates so that they defend their guy no matter how immoral his action. Palin could have just said no. A godly governing official would refuse to nominate to a position of power someone who hates Jews and wants to kill them. A godly public official would have just said no, would have refused to nominate such a person. It doesn't matter what the process is. It doesn't matter. Likewise, the governor of Alaska should refuse to nominate a child killer, a former Planned Parenthood board member, to their state Supreme Court. She should just say no. Do you think a pro-abort would comply with some mere process and appoint a pro-lifer on the Supreme Court? Do you think that would happen? Do you think if a process said, okay, we got to put this pro-lifer on the Supreme Court, you think a pro-abort would go ahead and comply with the process? Of course not. They have principles. And I'm still reading, by the way, from my post to Jill Stanek online. Of course not. They have principles. Evil principles, true, but they do have principles. Alaska's former governor, Frank Murkowski, rejected all the nominees sent to him. They sent him a bunch of people he thought were unqualified. He rejected them all. True, he eventually caved. But then he wasn't a pro-abort being told to nominate a pro-lifer, was he? When the world sees principle in action, it's almost always from the bad guys. Certainly, don't expect such from our anti-personhood, child-killing is states' rights, abortion regulators. So our guy can be really evil, and our partisan political spirit kicks in, and we defend him. We defend his actions. Too bad we don't love our own candidates enough to warn them of their dire wickedness. So we should love Sarah Palin enough to warn her that she is now guilty. She has blood on her hands because she nominated a Planned Parenthood board member to the Alaska State Supreme Court. And she says, I had no choice. It was either a Planned Parenthood board member or a radical environmentalist. And the pro-lifers in Alaska were begging her to nominate the radical environmentalist. And if that person is a child killer, she should have refused. Because most people who make it their profession to defend pigs and trees advocate the killing of unborn boys and girls. Most professional environmentalists who think it's wrong to kill fetal pigs advocate the killing of fetal boys and girls. So don't look for any rational reasoning behind that. It's because they're in rebellion against God, and a fetal pig is not made in God's image and likeness. And if there's research done on a fetal pig, they'll oppose that while they support the right to do research or kill fetal human beings because they hate God. They hate God. And what is the cure for hating God? The cure is salvation in Jesus Christ. To trust in Jesus Christ, God, the triune God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. God the Son created the universe, all that is, and the human race in Adam and Eve. And when we rebelled against him, he came in the flesh, born of a virgin, lived a sinless life, died on the cross, suffered a terrible death, with his Father pouring out wrath from heaven onto Jesus Christ so he could pay the penalty of our sin. That's what God did for us. And then Jesus Christ rose from the dead, conquering sin and death so that we could live forever if we trust and believe in him in his death and resurrection. So that's how you cure rebellion against God. You trust in Jesus Christ in what God has done for us because he put eternity in our hearts. That's why human beings, unlike animals, human beings are freaked out when they come across a dead body because we recognize there's something after death. The afterlife and a dead body is the most jarring reminder of the afterlife which is an unknown to us. We're unfamiliar with it. And so an animal sees a dead body and he steps over it. Most animals don't even grieve their own kind when they die, but some do. But they're sure not afraid of a dead body. They might be afraid of a predator who killed one of their own, but they're not afraid of a dead body. And so God put eternity in us, and we will live forever with God or live forever without him. Those who hate God, those who don't love God, will get their wish, and they will live without God. And there's just a name for the place where people live who do not want to live with God. The name of that place is hell. Of course, God is free, right? God has a free will. God could allow all the wicked people to live in heaven, but then he would have to change the sign on the pearly gates. He'd have to change it to say hell. Because if you let everyone who hates their neighbor and hates their own family members and hates God, if you allow them all into heaven, they would fill heaven with hatred and bitterness and suffering and deceit. And so they don't want to live with God, so God has arranged they don't have to. And that place is called hell. So those who advocate we have to protect trees and protect fetal pigs, we have to save the earth, we're dirt worshipers. They're dirt worshipers. They worship nature. They worship dirt. They worship manure. But they hate God, so they naturally hate the unborn child. Okay, we have a phone call. Our number, 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278 in Kiowa, Colorado. Now, Dan, where's Kiowa?
Hello, Bob. This is Dan Mason down in Kiowa. We're about 35 miles southeast of Denver.
Dan Mason, this is a voice out of my past. Dan, it's a walk down memory lane.
Yes, it is, Bob. It's good to talk with you again here. I'm glad to see you're still doing the good things that you've been doing all along.
Wow. Well, we're on the air pointing people to Jesus Christ, asking them to love their neighbor, stop killing kids, and we're exposing the wickedness in the Obama administration. And Dan Mason, you and I, we have a history of activism and telling people about the Lord and warning people going back almost 20 years. So what's up? What brings about your call today?
Yes, we do, and it's good to reminisce, Bob, and I'm glad you brought that up. The reason I'm calling is I'm pretty disgusted with the government here, the federal government and the state government as well, actually, but I'm to the point of feeling like I need to protest now out in public.
Wow.
Excuse me there. I had to clear my throat there.
All right.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to show up in Kiowa, the town of Kiowa, which is in Elbert County, the seat of the government here in Elbert County.
So, in other words,
protest, you know, out there in front of the courthouse building over the policies that the federal government has that they're spending all of our money, they're ruining our futures, they're just ruining the government, they're ruining people's pensions, they're costing people's jobs, they're doing unethical and immoral things, as you've been pointing out, and you just mentioned a few minutes ago. You know, of course, they're doing many things, and in this case, I'm just trying to draw a point to the fact that the bailout, which is spending up to almost $8.5 trillion here, if all the funds that have been earmarked are actually spent, will involve that $8.5 trillion sum of money being spent over a period of time. And that's a huge amount of money.
Wow, and it's money we don't have. It's money we're taking from our kids to pay for our own indulgences.
Absolutely, and that's what I'm going to be protesting. And I guess I'm kind of like you in some ways, Bob. I feel like I'm kind of a voice in the wilderness crying out, you know, and if I'm the only guy down there in Kiowa, so be it. I'm hoping that God will bless the effort and that others, maybe a few others, will show up and join me tomorrow about 3:30 to 5:30 p.m. in the afternoon in Kiowa, Colorado, and I'm planning on moving it to Elizabeth on the following day at the same time, 3:30 to 5:30, this Friday, and doing the same protest. And
wow.
Then,
All right.
Hopefully things will go really well, and I'm anticipating they will, and then I'd like to move it on into Parker in the next week and protest in there.
All right. Now, Dan, I don't want to mention your career just for privacy's sake. We're on the radio, but I know you for many years. You are a professional. When people find out about your profession, they naturally, the whole society looks up to you and what you do. And I want to thank you for your service. But
well, thank you for those kind words, Bob.
Well, but Dan, it takes guts to go out and say, I don't care if I'm the only person out there. I'm going to be out on the street in front of the Elbert County Courthouse, and I'm going to be there on Main Street at 3:30. And if somebody wants to join me, come on out. You know, John the Baptist was a voice in the wilderness, and he didn't care if someone else was going to stand with him or not. He was going to cry out to warn people around him to repent. Repent. God said, do not murder. He said, do not steal. He said, do not commit adultery. And our government exists for regulating murder, regulating stealing, and regulating sexual immorality. That's what it does. That's the purpose of the public school systems.
Yes.
And so, Dan, thank you for having the courage. Now, you're not doing this as part of a group, right? You're just doing it as Dan Mason.
Yeah, just me, John Q. Citizen out here on the street. Just felt like I've got to do something.
All right.
This going on. I'm so disgusted. I'm going to go out in public and, you know, stand there and out in the open and say, this is enough. I'm fed up. I've had it. You know, we as a people in the United States need to do something and tell the federal government to cease and desist.
All right, well,
and turn back to God and morality.
Dan, I want to give those particulars in case somebody wants to join you.
Sure.
And while I'm doing that, maybe you could think of an email ID or a phone number or something. But it's tomorrow and Friday, 3:30 tomorrow in Kiowa, which is way southeast of Denver.
Yes. If you know where Franktown is.
Dan, nobody knows where Franktown is.
Okay, well, if you know where Parker,
yeah,
let's assume your audience knows where Parker is.
Yeah, Parker.
Go south of Parker, about 5-6 miles, and you come to a little town called Franktown.
Franktown, yep.
And you turn left, which would be east, heading towards Kansas, and you'll come to the next town would be Elizabeth. That's about 10 miles from Franktown. And if you go another 5-6 miles...
You come to Kiowa.
Further east, that's correct.
In Main Street there. In fact, a Denver Bible Church, we have a family that lives 10 miles southeast of there, the McCaskills, Chris McCaskill and his beautiful homeschool family. Maybe they could come on out and join you, Chris and Deb McCaskill.
That'd be great. We could have fellow homeschool families joining together here because I also homeschool my son, my wife and I.
That is just great. And I tell you, if they come, you'll have an automatic crowd. You might get the media out. So
if you want to call a phone number, you can call my cell phone.
All right.
And I'll give that to you right now. It's 720-244-4676.
720-244-4676. So tomorrow, Thursday, 3:30 in Kiowa at the Elbert County building on Main Street there. And then on Friday at 3:30 on what? A Main Street in Elizabeth?
Yeah, I'm planning on Main Street there in Elizabeth, which will be right next to
Isn't there a grocery store there?
Yeah, it's near to a Safeway grocery store there and a Safeway gas station.
All right.
And so right in that vicinity right there, you should be able to see me if I'm standing out with a sign. I'll maybe one of the few or hopefully one of the many.
Yeah, yeah. And Dan, I was only kidding, of course, that nobody knows where Franktown is. But, there are many people who don't know where Franktown is. But it's a beautiful place nestled between Parker and Castle Rock.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's a lovely little town there.
Yes. All right. Hey, Dan Mason, thank you so much for calling in.
You're welcome, and thank you, Bob. God bless you, and have a great day.
All right. God bless you. And maybe somebody in the audience could go ahead and join Dan Mason to encourage him and to thank him for homeschooling and for caring about his country. So we talked about Sarah Palin, what a tragedy that is. Now, there are disagreements, according to the Financial Times, there are disagreements between the U. You know what the U is, right? It's not the UN. The UN is the United Nations. the EU is the EU, the European Union. There are disagreements between the EU and the US over how to combat the global recession. And those disagreements widened yesterday as the EU made it clear that they did not want to pile up more debt to fight the collapse in jobs. And so here are even the socialists in Europe disagreeing with Barack Obama. Obama wants them to have another fiscal stimulus package and spend more tens of billions in debt of their grandchildren's money. And even the socialists in Europe have learned that you can't tax and borrow your way out of a recession. If you could, just go ahead and tax and borrow some more. Why don't we spend $1 trillion a day and we'll all get rich? It's so ignorant. You would think it's pure stupidity, except these people have an IQ of some level. So it's not pure stupidity. It's primarily rebellion against God. God said, do not steal. And they say, oh yeah, just watch me. We'll do whatever we want to do. God said, don't kill the innocent. You're supposed to love the child in the womb. And they say, oh yeah, just watch us. We'll do research on these kids. We'll spend billions of dollars to kill them and do research. Just watch us. And we'll do it for a good reason too. And we say, God tells us to love our children, not kill them. So the prime minister in the UK, Gordon Brown, he's struggling to organize this G20 summit that Barack Obama is supposed to go to. It'll be Obama's first visit to Europe as president. And he's having a hard time organizing it because his cabinet secretary said that they can't find anyone to speak to at the U.S. Treasury. Now, they're not saying they can't find anyone who will speak at the conference. They're not saying that, like the schedules are too tight. They're saying, in fact, this was Gordon Brown, Britain's prime minister. He said, when we call the U.S. Treasury when we call the U.S. Treasury, we can't find anyone to speak to. Like they answer the phone and they say, can we talk to someone about our economic summit in Europe in a few weeks? Barack Obama's coming. And they say, well, we don't really know who you can speak to. We don't have anyone for you to talk to. And so one of his cabinet secretaries, Sir O'Donnell, said, you cannot believe how difficult it is at the U.S. Treasury. There is nobody there. He said, there is nobody there. And they blame it on the absolute madness of the U.S. governmental system, where a new administration has to hire thousands of new officials from scratch, leaving a decision-making vacuum. And it is insane. It is insane. But speaking of insane, yesterday, the Denver Post had on their front cover a Republican from Ohio, John Boehner. And tomorrow, I'll read you his quote. And you want to talk about insane? You find insane in the Republican Party. All right, we're out of time. Maranatha Christian Center, what a great school. And our website is KGOV.com. And boy, we need your help, so please give us a call. God bless you.